Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church. It's good to welcome you all to our time of worship this morning. You can see we've got the praise team going this morning and some chimes and some handbells from the children. So a blessed time to worship our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A couple of announcements to share with you. Please look over page 6 in your bulletin for some of those new announcements, and Jocelyn will speak about a few of them. We offer our regrets to the family of Shirley Wise and also to Keith and Nikki Wise upon the passing of Keith's sister. If you do proof the bulletin, please know that unfortunately we misspelled Nikki's first name. It really is an N. But keep those two families in your prayers. Third Thursday luncheon is this Thursday, 11:30 in the chapel for senior citizens or others that want to join. And believe it or not, next Sunday is November 24th, the Sunday before Advent begins. So 1 o'clock next Sunday, we invite any and all to come help decorate the sanctuary for Advent and Christmas. First, we have Jocelyn coming forward and then Linda.
Good morning. I come sharing a couple of special announcements, which you will find on the insert of your bulletin. First and foremost, I would love to see everybody at the Children's Christmas Program that will take place on December 15th at our 10:30 service. This year's program is going to include the help of the middle and high schoolers as well. They found out about that this morning, and they are so thrilled to be helping. So we're excited to have all of the children and teens in preschool through 12th grade part of that program this year. Again, that will take place on December 15th. We're bringing back the curriculum from VBS this past summer, so the kids will recognize some of the Bible memory verses and get to share some of what they learned with you to tell the story of Jesus' birth. Next, you will see that I'm really excited. The Mission Committee has graciously allotted $5,000 in their 2025 mission budget to help fund up to 2 college students to go on the mission trip to Kajaido Children's Home this summer in Kenya, Africa. So if you are a college student, know of a college student in the congregation that would be interested in attending that trip, have them reach out to me, please, and I will get them all of that application information. And then the Women's Movie Night, Netflix is coming out with a new original movie in December titled Mary. It tells kind of the coming of age story of the famous Mother Mary and what it was like for her to be pregnant, to experience the birth of Jesus, to get engaged to Joseph, what that wedding may have looked like. And it pulls from various biblical religious scholars to help kind of make that as accurate as possible, but bringing that to life for us to see. So if you are a woman in the congregation and would like to join us for that, that will be on December 9th. There is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board. We just ask that you bring $5 for pizza. We'll order pizza and salads and just kind of have a nice women's night. And then Carol would like me to remind everybody about the God Winks devotional collection. So if you have those at home and are no longer reading them, they're just collecting dust, please feel free to bring those back in. She has started distributing those, and the medical centers and care facilities are actually going through those very quickly. So they're super excited to have those booklets there available for patients. So thank you so much.
Good morning. As the congregational president, I'm here to speak to you, the congregation, about the annual nomination process regarding spiritual council and consistory leadership. The spiritual council serves as the nominating committee of the church, and the council began discussion and discernment about nominations a few months earlier than usual. We started in August. The church constitution states that we are to have at least one nominee for the offices of congregational president, congregational secretary, as well as 2 nominees for each office of elder and deacon-deaconess. That means we are to have 4 nominees for the office of elder, 6 nominees for the office of deacon-deaconess. Of the 4 nominees for elder, 2 will be elected. Of the six nominees for the deacon-deaconess, three will be elected. In addition, due to resignations by previously elected members of consistory, we are in need of two additional nominees for an unexpired two-year term of a deacon-deaconess, and the consistory needs to appoint one person to fill a one-year term on consistory. To date, we have one nominee for president, one nominee for congregational secretary, one nominee for elder, and two nominees for deacon-deaconess. There have been several different and valid reasons people have given for not accepting a nomination this year. Excuse me. The Spiritual Council continues to seek people willing to serve in these various offices, helping to set the vision for the church and oversee the business side of the church. To be eligible to serve as a deacon or deaconess, a person must have been a member of St. John's for 3 years. And to be eligible to serve as an elder, a person must have been a member for 6 years. If you feel called to serve in this capacity within the church, I would encourage you to contact a member of the Spiritual Council. Thank you.
As we prepare for our prelude this morning, our call to worship, are you grateful this morning? Yes, good to hear. We're going to sing a song called I'm Forever Grateful, and in the chorus talks about we're grateful to God for who God is. We're grateful for the cross, and we're grateful that he came to seek and save the lost. Feel free to join us as you are led. I'm forever grateful.
You clothe yourself with frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me, and I'm forever grateful to you. You clothe yourself with frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
Our opening scripture this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verses 28 through 34, and can be found on page 961 of your pew Bibles. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for all your many blessings. We are surrounded with your goodness and mercy. If only we have eyes to see, ears to hear, hands to touch, and hearts to confess them. As you love us beyond what we do, caring for us simply because you created us, so we praise you for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The many blessings of God, so undeserved, but he graciously gives them to us. Psalm 67, 3 and 5, the same verse says, "May the peoples praise you, O God, may all the peoples praise you." We are going to sing, "May the peoples praise you," followed by, "I thank God." Please rise as you are able and join us.
Thank you.
I invite the children to come forward for the children's message. How are we all doing this morning? Good. Allie's right here. I think everybody is excited to hear those of you that are going to be in the Bells and Chimes later. Are we excited for it? Yeah. Big question. Hey, we have to be quiet and listen, okay? Everybody else is. Daddy's in the nursery. What? Big question. What is sin? Being bad. What else? Clayton, what's sin? Kicking. Ooh, yeah. Punching. Okay, so we're giving examples of sin. What is the big picture of sin? Disobeying God, right. So in our middle school Sunday school classes a couple weeks ago, we talked about God's commands, God's rules, being kind of like a target, right? You guys all know what a big target is? Yeah. And sometimes we're throwing our spears at it. We're throwing our words and our actions, and what we want to be doing is hitting God's target, right? We want to be hitting those commands and doing the right thing, saying the right thing, right? What happens when we miss, though? Dawson, we sin, right? That's sin. I'm going to do a little activity with you guys this morning. I have this paper towel here. This paper towel is you. This looks like you, right? No. Okay, we're going to pretend it's you this morning, though, okay? All right, so give me a second. I'm going to draw a couple things on this. So say this is you, and inside is your heart, right? There's your heart. Okay. I'm going to draw another heart. That's like our outside heart, right? Have you ever heard the phrase, you wear your heart on your sleeve? Yeah? No? Okay. So, give me some examples of sin. I know some of you had said things like kicking, right? Disobeying. Okay. What other sins? Hitting. Yeah, that's not very good. That makes our heart kind of dirty, doesn't it? Punching. Yeah, that's not very good. Just start naming them out to me. Any other sins? Biting. Yeah, that's not good. We don't want to bite. Shaming words. Those aren't good. Man, our heart is getting pretty dirty, isn't it? Layla. Yelling crazy mean words. Okay. Wow. So that clean heart that we had, right? It's kind of dirty now, isn't it? Should we show everybody what it looks like now? You've named off some kind of not so nice things, right? Now our heart's kind of dirty. Yeah. But do we sometimes try to cover that up and try to show everybody we have a clean... Shh, you're not supposed to. Do we try to cover it up? Yeah, we try to cover it up. How do we clean the inside dirty part of our heart? God does. Whoa, that's a good point. So I'm going to take some water here, okay? We're going to pretend that this water is the cleansing power of Jesus, right? So we're going to have some time with Jesus, okay? We're going to repent our sins, tell him about them. The more time that we're spending with God, the more time that we're talking and confessing our sins, the cleaner our heart starts to get, doesn't it? See how all of that dirtiness is just kind of soaking into the water now? So for the early service, I left that towel in there for the rest of service. And by the end of service, that paper towel was completely white again with all that time that it spent with Jesus, right? So what's the biggest point here? When we sin, the heart is an impermanent marker. I thought of that, okay? We're not going to lose our hearts, okay? What's a big point here? When we mess up, when we kick, when we do those bad things, who should we turn to? God, Jesus, right? talking about it, confessing our sins, right? Saying, I might not have done something good. And we're cleaning our inner heart, okay? Let's come together in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the young hearts that are here. Lord, that their hearts, they have yet to experience some of the bigger sins of the world, knowing that their innocence is still intact, Lord. We know that they will be tempted through their lives. They've already explained some of the things that they know is wrong, and they have the ability to confess those sins. Lord, I just ask that you continue to be on the hearts of these young children, those in the sanctuary, to continue to be aware of our sins, to repent those, to talk with you, to have that relationship with you, to know that you are good. You are there washing us clean. In your loving name we pray, amen. Thank you guys for coming up.
In addition to the prayer concerns in the back of the bulletin, we have one to add. Todd Buer, one of Ben's brothers, has started chemo treatment for cancer. So please be praying for Todd and Ben and Sue and the family. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, what a blessing it is to gather together and worship, to be connected in, to spend time with you. Knowing that we can spend time with you throughout every moment of our lives, but here gathered together for Christian worship. Lord, we thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit in our hearts and our minds to draw us together, to sing their praises, to hear from the lessons of Scripture, to be thankful, to have hearts of gratitude. Lord, for those times when we have lied and when we have punched, when we've argued, when we fought and when we've sinned, we thank you for the saving grace of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your love, that you want us to have clean hearts, and you sent your Son Jesus to bear that burden, those sins on that cross, that in his crucifixion and through his resurrection from the grave, we not only have the promise of everlasting life, we have the way to have clean hearts towards that time of salvation. Lord, we thank you for the freedom that confession of sin gives and for your forgiveness that changes us right now, changing us into people of love and people of compassion and people of grace. Lord, in this world in which we live, when there is much toleration, as we look at the scripture once again this day to think about tolerating sin, we know that it's so far removed from the truth and commands of your scripture. We pray for your teaching of truth in today's world. Lord, we lift up to you those that are on our list of concerns. We pray for Shirley Wise's family, for her children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren as they mourn her death, but also as they celebrate her life and remember her 93 years of life. Lord, we just pray that they would walk with you in these days. And Lord, we pray for Keith and Nikki and the rest of Molly's family as they mourn her loss. Lord, we pray that they would know your peace and know your strength. Lord, may they know your nearness in this time of need. We pray for Norma Fish. We pray for Melva Willis. We pray for Bud and Tootie Beck. Lord, we pray that for Bryce, we pray that they would know of your time of strengthening as they go through these times of recovery. Lord, we pray for Scott and Joanne. We pray for Jeff and Laura. And we pray for Stuart and Rhonda. And we pray for Todd. We pray that they would be healed. We pray for miracles of healing. We pray for the power of our great God to be with them. Lord, help them have hearts of perseverance through their time of treatment. Lord, may they know of your love and of your care. Lord, we pray for those, the concerns of our hearts that are not said this morning. We pray that your penetrating vision can see into our hearts and minds and know our needs, and we can each feel refreshed through your presence. Lord, unite us in the prayer of our Lord as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts,
as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
While the bell ringers are getting their bells and music and everything set up, let me just express some gratitude to each of them. I love their flexibility, the way that they step in and try new things, covering for each other. I appreciate the way that they will help each other and help me. They just do a really great job, and I appreciate it. Thank you.